It's wonderful to say I'm joined now by Freddie Highmore, star of August Rush. And, well, you're mixing it a bit with the A-list now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I've been lucky with the people I've worked with, for sure.
I mean, this one, it's Robin Williams. Obviously, you've already done Johnny Depp and Madonna. What's Robin like to work with?
He's a top guy. He's just always funny, you know, the whole time. He's always telling his jokes. He's always on. It's like he's always plugged in. And, he's just a particularly, you know, nice, down-to-earth guy, like most people that, you know, particularly working with, you know, the famous people and people who are, you know, some people's idols, and people think, wow, you know, it's this person. You realise actually they're normal. You know, they're sort of down to earth. They say hello to everyone in the morning. They don't think they're particularly special just because they.
Was his trailer bigger than yours, though?
I honestly can't remember. I never really get into that, but I'm sure it was. I mean, he's so great.
Well, I mean, this is filmed predominantly in New York.
Yeah. I mean, we were there for 3 months to shoot the whole film. It was pretty amazing to get to be there.
Yeah, such a young lad to sort of be wandering the streets of New York. What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, we had an apartment near Central Park, a couple of blocks away. So we'd walk there and sort of spend the weekend there or something. And we went to sort of sporting things as well, like the basketball matches and the baseball matches and things like that. As well. It was pretty.
Did you sort of like start thinking, hey, I'm Joey from Friends?
Not really, but still it was, you know, it's just an amazing place to be, and it's the sort of opportunity you only get, well, most people never get that opportunity in their lifetime.
Now this film is, a lot of it is to do with music. You've got a very musical ear. I'm interested to know what sort of music you actually like.
I don't know, I mean, all sorts of music really. There's not like a particular band or a particular artist that I'm really, you know, really into. I just listen to a sort of collection of stuff that, you know, shouldn't go together, I guess. You know, if you like one band, you shouldn't like the total opposite of it. But, I mean, lots of the time I listen to sort of sadder music. I'm not a particularly sort of sad person.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't come across as being sad.
I mean, I don't know. It just seems more emotional sometimes, I guess. I mean, like the music in August Rush, you know, that sort of thing. And the songs that Johnny Rhys-Meyers sings and stuff. I mean, I don't sit there crying, but it just, you know.
You're not going to be rushing off to a McFly concert then?
No, I mean, no, I haven't actually been to a real concert yet, but yeah, it'd be good fun to go.
Oh, I'll have to sort that one out for you.
Yeah, one big one that's coming up there.
So you haven't done concerts, but you're a regular, I hear, at the Emirates Stadium.
Yeah, we've got season tickets to Arsenal, so yeah, we'll be there.
Now, where did this love of Arsenal come from?
Well, I mean, my dad's always been an Arsenal fan, and so I guess it's sort of just passed down through the.
So we blame him. Yeah, passed down and blame him.
Oh no, there's nothing to blame. You know, I mean, Arsenal are the best club, so.
Well, disturbingly, at the moment they are doing very well this season.
Absolutely top of the league, won, you know, last 10 games or something.
Did you think you were going to miss Thierry Henry?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it might have been a sort of a downhill move, I guess. You know, just like selling him, it's like sort of giving up on a bit of steam. But it seems like it was a great, you know, great thing to do, and it's given the sort of the younger players and more, you know, they've sort of stepped up to the challenge, it seems. And sort of without Henry there, it seems the players are, you know, more working together, and they don't feel they have to always pass to Henry. They can sort of, you know.
I think you're right. It's super Arsene Wenger, isn't
it?
Oh, it hurts to say that. Being a Spurs fan.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. Why? Well, listen, I suppose I should get back to the film. I could talk about football with you for all afternoon. But, I mean, we touched there slightly on being with all the A-list. And as I say, it's Robin Williams in this film and Jonathan Rhys-Meyers as well. Is there anybody on your wish list?
No, I mean, the people I've worked with have been pretty great. You know, like Johnny Depp and Robin Williams and, just the people. If I got to work with them again. You know, if it was just a big film with everyone I've worked with before, it'd be fantastic.
It's pretty cool. I'm guessing that in a few years' time, 5 years' time, say, it's going to be somebody in your position saying, oh, I'd really love to work with Freddie Highmore.
You never know. But, I mean, it would be good fun to continue acting if you get the opportunities, and you've got to be lucky, I think.
You've done so much that just to even think that you might not continue acting is amazing. Is that something you've considered then?
I mean, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure what I'd like to be when I'm older. I mean, it's just always been, you know, something I've done and acting, and it's never been like a decision like, okay, I'm going to totally go for acting now. I still think it's important to, you know, keep up with the schoolwork and stuff, and I've got GCSEs at the end of this year, so
What are you studying?
Well, I do 9 subjects. So do you want, like,
what's your 3 top ones?
I don't know. I like languages at school, and I've got a good maths department as well. So I do the languages I do are French and Spanish. Then I also do Latin, but I'm not so keen on that.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem as useful, you know. You can't go anywhere and speak Latin, apart from the Vatican, I guess.
Well, you see, I went to school in Wales. They taught us Welsh, and that's of no use whatsoever.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's true. You just do French and Spanish. Obviously, if you're in school and doing stuff, do you get all the teachers from the drama department saying, well, come and be in the school play?
Not too much. I've never really been into the school plays. I've never got involved in that, really.
So where's this love of acting come from?
I don't know, it's just been, you know, it's been there. I started doing smaller parts when I was younger, and it just gets sort of bigger and bigger, and you sort of work your way up, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, just the opportunities that it gives you, and also to, you know, I get to travel around the world sometimes, and I've been to Cambodia through acting, and Thailand, and New York, and Montreal. I mean, so many places, and it's just, it's just been really great for me.
Well, let's face it, it's not a bad job at all, is it?
Not at all.
Listen, I wish you all the best with the film, and thank you ever so much for joining us.
Thank you.